This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story, a Christmas morning tragedy in Schaumburg after a man opened fire on a family member he thought was an intruder. Here's WBBM's Sarah Herrera.
50-year-old Kelly Barnett of New Lenox had slept over at her family's house Christmas Eve, a home southeast of Gulf and Barrington Roads. It was the next morning when police say her brother-in-law, 52-year-old Daniel Garcia, mistook her for an intruder, firing a deadly shot into her torso with a 9mm gun. Garcia has been charged with involuntary manslaughter and is currently being held in jail. With a mid-January court date scheduled, he faces 3 to 14 years in prison if convicted. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, the investigation is continuing in South Suburban Pork Forest after two women were found shot in a home in the 300 block of Miami Street. Shortly after 6 last night, responding officers found the women unresponsive. A 51-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene. A 30-year-old died later at the hospital. Initial police reports indicate the woman and an unknown suspect were acquainted with each other and that this appears to be an isolated incident. Two children in the home were taken to the hospital just as a precaution. Well, as we approach a new year, 2024 will be the warmest year ever recorded in Chicago. And a weather expert says there are a couple of reasons why. WBBM's Jim Goodis has the details.
The National Weather Service says the average temperature this year at O'Hare Airport, where Chicago's official weather information is recorded, will be somewhere between 54.8 and 55 degrees. David King, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Romeoville, says climate change was only one of the reasons for Chicago's record warmth.
With a warming climate and with the weather patterns that we saw, it allowed for above normal temperatures, which, you know, when added up over time, makes for the warmest year on record.
King says the previous record for the warmest year recorded in Chicago was set in 2012, when the average temperature at O'Hare was 54.5 degrees. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Police in Northwest Indiana are investigating a deadly one-car crash.
The LaPorte County Sheriff's Office says 20-year-old Caleb Tecker of Mishawaka was killed on the morning after Christmas on U.S. 20 near Rolling Prairie. Police say Tecker was driving a blue 2012 Ford and was attempting to pass two slower-moving vehicles in the eastbound lanes by driving into the westbound lanes of U.S. 20. As he crossed back to get into the eastbound lanes, police say he went through a grassy median and ran off the road and hit a large concrete barrier on the property of the LaPorte County Highway Department. Tecker was declared dead at the scene. The sheriff's office says speed is believed to have played a role in the crash. Toxicology test results are not yet in. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A 17-year-old boy has now been charged in the shooting of that 2-year-old boy on the west side yesterday. The boy now facing charges of obstructing justice, destroying evidence, and causing a child to be endangered. Police say the toddler was inside a home near 38th and West 14th when someone opened fire shortly after 4 p.m. He suffered multiple gunshot wounds and is still hospitalized in critical condition. A number of new laws in Illinois will take effect in the new year. One of them involves employment protection for workers who are caregivers. Jim Bennett is director of the Illinois Department of Human Rights.
It protects individuals who usually are in a situation where they're providing personal care to a family member in need. So if you're taking care of an elderly parent or perhaps a sister or brother, that you you're protected in your employment. You cannot be fired, you know, over having to provide that care for a family member.
Illinois is now one of fewer than 10 states to provide employment protections for family caregivers. Someone fired a gunshot yesterday into the garage of former Mayor Lori Lightfoot. It happened after 5:30. Police say no one was home at the time. A spokesperson for the mayor says the former mayor and her family are grateful to police for their attentive and quick response. And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670s. The score is Chris Emma and Chris. You know what I'm going to say.
I mean, Lisa.
It should be like Festivus today. Airing of the grievances.
Another cloudy, dreary day and another Bears loss to talk about.
Yep.
The losing streak has reached double digits. The Bears made a 10 straight in their most unsightly game of them all. The Seahawks took the home finale in a 6-3 score. Here's Rick Gregg with more.
Last night's loss to Seattle, the 10th in a row, came because only two-thirds of the team finished its job.
So this morning, the team meeting, I asked that all three phases play their best together at one time. And I thought special teams played extremely well. I thought defense played their butts off the entire night. And the offense was not good enough.
Interim head coach Thomas Brown, who took blame for an unsuccessful game plan after the 6-3 final. Brown's elevation to head coach a month ago was met with sighs of relief and optimism at Halas Hall. But the Bears haven't held a lead since then and have been outscored by 60 points as the offense has stayed stagnant. Covering the Bears, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Despite their struggles, the Bears still had one last chance to win in the final drive. They took over from their own 11-yard line with 5:12 remaining. What ensued was a discombobulated drive that reached the plus 40-yard line. Caleb Williams threw a desperation heave on fourth down that was picked off. Williams' streak without an interception came to an end after 353 consecutive passes. It's the fourth longest streak in NFL history. It wasn't much better for the Bulls, who allowed 50 points in the fourth quarter and blew a 21-point lead to the Hawks. They lost 141-133. Blackhawks dropped the puck tonight with the Sabres at 6 o'clock from Buffalo. With sports at 16:46, I'm Chris Emba, 6-7 to score for News Radio 105.9.
Two men in Mount Prospect thought they were meeting people after making arrangements on a dating app. Instead, police say they were beaten by 11 teenagers.
The incidents occurred at night on July 8th, minutes apart. According to police, the men were ambushed by the group. 10 17-year-olds, one 16-year-old. It's alleged they were beaten and their cars were damaged. Charges include aggravated battery, mob action, and criminal damage to property. One teen is charged with a hate crime after allegedly yelling racial and other derogatory slurs during one alleged attack. Police say the investigation was extensive and includes surveillance video. They say the attacks were related to a social media trend. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Advocates for working women are applauding a new Illinois law that will make any wage disparities in Illinois a lot more apparent.
As of January 1st, Illinois' groundbreaking salary transparency law will require companies and organizations with 15 or more employees to disclose salary ranges and benefits for any jobs they post. Sharmali Majmadar, executive vice president of the group Women Employed, says for some companies, the law is not necessary.
There are a lot of businesses who already post a salary range because they know that that kind of transparency helps them attract talent. So this is really bringing this best business practice into play across the state.
But for reasons that almost baffle her, there are companies that resist or simply fail to disclose salary information.
This will really allow companies to kind of like all come into line, which ultimately, look, what salary transparency really does is a win-win. This is not something that just benefits job applicants or employees. It also benefits businesses themselves.
We look at new and important laws in the workplace on our At Issue program this weekend, and you can hear more Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9
W. S&P down 67 and the NASDAQ way down, off by 1.5%, losing nearly 300. Cloudy and dark and drizzly today, 48 degrees at 3:31. Topping our news, we begin with love in the air. One lucky couple will receive the very first marriage license issued in Cook County in 2025. WBBM's Haley Hansen has the details.
Apparently, love is in the air this Christmas season here in Cook County.
Cook County Clerk Monica Gordon selected Aisha Buford Morrison and Terrell Johnson from a fishbowl full of names.
The wedding gifts include a newlywed gourmet dinner gift box, including filet mignon, strip steaks, and my favorite, lobster tails, provided by Whittingham Meats. A sparkling wine basket and champagne flutes provided by Cooper's Hawks Winery and Restaurant.
The lucky couple is also getting dancing and cooking lessons, flowers, cheesecake, and tickets to the Laugh Factory. Aisha and Terrell will exchange vows during a special ceremony on January 2nd. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A UIC police officer recovering after he was struck by a car while intervening in an attempted burglary at a convenience store on Christmas Day.
The attempted burglary happened in the early hours. A school resource alert says three suspects broke a window of a 7-Eleven along Halstead south of Roosevelt and tried to steal property. When campus police arrived just after 4 a.m., they say the suspects got into two cars and intentionally hit a squad car and an officer whose condition is unknown. Both vehicles were last seen traveling southbound on the Dan Ryan. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
3:33 now, the Department of Housing and Urban Development says there's an 18% increase in homelessness this year. Federal officials say the rise is mainly due to a lack of affordable housing, natural disasters, and an increase of migrants in parts of the country. Donald Whitehead is the executive director at the National Coalition for Homeless.
Congress has been asking HUD for those numbers, so the point in time count started back in 2007, and this is the largest increase in history.
HUD finds that over 770,000 people are counted as homeless, but misses some people and does not include those staying with friends or family.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.